Which is worse, the secondary issues in Dallas or with the injuries to Marcus Trufant, Jimmy Williams, Kelly Herndon? Is the Seahawk secondary in more trouble?
Yes, it definitely is in more trouble. And I did the game, the Seahawks game, last week against Tampa Bay when Herndon and Jimmy Williams got injured. And it's an issue because they ended up having to go with the rookie Kelly Jennings at one corner and then Jordan Babineau, who was a backup safety, at the other corner. Now they've had to go out this week and they signed three guys that were not playing anywhere. They were on the street, guys who haven't played all year long. Now you got to bring those guys in and ask them to play for you because they've got to have guys line up in nickel. And if I'm the Dallas Cowboys, I'm going to go a lot more three wide receivers, maybe even four wide receiver sets, to see how Seattle's going to play. If they bring those guys in off the street and expect them to come in and play in a playoff atmosphere, you're asking for trouble. So what you get is you get a lot of zone coverage. So now Tony Romo comes up to the line of scrimmage. He makes his pre-snap reads. He already knows that they're in zone coverage, so he knows right now where he's going with the football, and that makes it a lot easier for him.
Especially with the way he has been so prone to turnovers, how big an issue is his focus this week? Is it maybe that as a young player with so much attention, he gets the Pro Bowl after, what, six or seven games, that he took some things for granted, and that has humbled him enough to be more focused this week?
Well, no question. But as you know, as we all know who have played, when you get to the playoffs, it's a different atmosphere, different
level. All bets are off.
Yeah, exactly. It's a whole different deal, man. And when you're a young guy and you've never experienced that, it's a shocker. And so there's going to be an adjustment period for him. What the Cowboys have to do for Tony Romo is not put a lot of pressure on him. Give him easy throws early on, get him in a comfort level, in a rhythm, and then try to open it up. And obviously they should have the advantage in the passing game with Terrell Owens and Terry Glenn, even Jason Witten, versus that beaten-up Seattle secondary. But it all starts with the trigger man, and he's a young guy, and you better believe that Seattle's going to try to get him rattled early.
Well, most of the teams going into playoffs are saying that have been lucky enough to get their running game going. Certainly the Giants know that that's their only chance, I think, this week. But what about with the Seahawks with Sean Alexander, 232 yards and 59 carries the last 2 weeks? How much are they going to depend on him now that he's back at full strength?
Well, you know, the thing with the Seahawks is they've had so many injuries offensively, and now they're starting to get healthy again. And that's what people don't seem to realize is, you know, the funny thing about them is their starters coming into the season, their first-string offense, they have not played one single game this year together. That's how many injuries they've had. And now they're starting to get healthy. They've got Bobby Engram back. Sean's healthy. Hasselbeck is healthy. You know, so now those guys are starting to roll. And remember, they were the best offense in the league last year statistically. So those guys are going to be pretty good, and they're going to give Dallas a lot of fits, especially in Seattle. They can run the ball now, and then they've got Bobby Engram back. DJ Hackett has stepped up at the wide receiver position to go along with Darryl Jackson and Deion Branch. They've got some weapons up there in Seattle.
Let's talk about defensive coordinator Zimmer for the Cowboys, and explain to people that aren't fully versed in what cover two is. If they're going to be running, as we expect, a lot of cover two schemes to protect against the big pass, which you're saying is a real threat now with Seattle again, explain what that means.
Well, the problem that you're going to have, first of all, cover two means you've got two safeties playing the deep halves of the field. So those guys are basically out of run support, and they're playing pass and preventing any deep throws. Your cornerbacks are playing in the flats on the outside, trying to reroute those wide receivers and force them to the middle of the field. The problem that they're going to run into with that is now you've only got seven guys in the box to stop the run. If Sean Alexander gets going in the running game, you've got to bring a safety down to help in that run game, and now you can't play cover two. Now you've got to play either three deep zone or you got to play man-to-man. That's where they're struggling. That's where they're getting hurt. And then also with the Cowboys, Roy Williams is not really a pass defender anyway. He's a safety that needs to be up in the box and making some tackles. When you try to get him playing half the field in coverage, he struggles. So, you know, it's a tough situation for Zimmer to say, hey, we're just going to only play cover two because you can't stop the run as well, and now you've got a safety that's limited. So they've got to put their corners. They've got to step up and play this week, and it's going to be tough for them.